Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hours before a legal deadline for the release of all documents relating to U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, President Trump ordered that hundreds of the files will remain secret, at least temporarily, a day after tweeting that the long-anticipated release of the JFK file documents would be forthcoming. He wrote he had no choice but to accept redactions recommended by some government departments in the interest of national security. Controversy and conspiracy theories about who was responsible for that assassination sprung up within days after the killing. President Trump has declared a nationwide public health emergency to address an opioid crisis he says the U.S. government is already combating on all fronts. He spoke at the White House to a number of people, including recovering addicts and members of their families.
All of these actions are important parts of my administration's larger effort to confront the drug addiction crisis in America and confront it head on, straight on. Strong. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
About 175 people each day died of opioid overdoses last year in the U.S. United States has blacklisted seven North Korean officials and three government entities saying they engaged in human rights abuses that are among the worst in the world. Latest U.S. condemnation of the regime of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un comes as President Trump nears the start of a five-nation Asia trip in early November, including visits to South Korea, Japan, and China. He'll be talking there about North Korea. This is VOA News. An international investigation panel has determined the Syrian government was responsible for a deadly sarin gas attack on April the 4th. The attack on a rebel-held town killed and sickened scores of civilians, led to a U.S. airstrike 3 days later on the Syrian military base that Washington said the regime used to launch the poison gas attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says despite the bleak picture in Syria, he sees positive signs toward a political resolution to the crisis. He says the militant Islamic State is on the brink of defeat and the United States is continuing to de-escalate violence there. Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva, where Tillerson spoke after meeting with the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura.
He says the United States wants to see Syria emerge from this war as a whole and unified country, a country in which President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play.
I've said this many times as well, that we do not believe there is a future for the Assad regime, the Assad family. I think I've said it on a number of occasions. The reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
Tillerson says he supports the so-called Geneva process, which seeks a peaceful, negotiated end to the Syrian war. He notes the process sets out specific procedures for holding elections, but has no prerequisite that Assad goes before the process starts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont has ruled out the possibility of holding a regional snap election that has asked Parliament to decide how to move forward as the secession crisis from Spain continues. Spain's Senate expected to approve direct rule for Catalonia during a session today. Regional scholar Carlos Uxó of Monash University tells VOA all of this could have been avoided.
In the last week, the Catalan government or the president of the Catalan government received an invitation to speak in the Senate, but even the setting when he could speak became an issue, which means that basically neither of both sides are really ready to engage in a real dialogue.
Political crisis has played out for several weeks with both sides threatening to take action. The other sees as escalating the situation. In an early October referendum, voters in Catalonia said they wanted to secede from Spain, but Puigdemont has been reluctant to declare a secession. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.